Are there things in your life or situations in this world that just don't make any sense to you? Maybe it's a health condition that's causing you grief, or maybe it's the premature death of a loved one, or some injustice that seems to go uncorrected. It could be a point of theology that seems to contradict another point of theology, and you have questions. But even though you pray, the questions continue to go unanswered. This is what we want to consider in this edition of the Meditations and Music Podcast. I am your host, Aaron Turner, and I want to thank you for listening today. Recently, I read in John chapter 6 that after Jesus miraculously fed the multitude, the disciples got in a boat and headed toward the other side of the sea, toward Capernaum. But Jesus went up into a mountain to pray. Many of the crowd saw the disciples leave, and they saw Jesus go up into the mountain, so they knew that Jesus did not go with the disciples. We pick up the story in verse 22. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save the one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. And when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, whence camest thou hither? Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. What I noticed in this passage is that Jesus never did answer their question. As a matter of fact, he didn't even acknowledge their question. He did go on to diagnose their motives and exhort them to seek not just earthly food, but the meat that endures to everlasting life. I wrote in my journal, after reading this, that God has not obligated himself to make everything make sense to me. He's not interested in satisfying my curiosity. There are many things that make no sense to us, but the essence of genuine faith is a contentedness to rest in God, knowing that he is wise, loving, and good, and that he does what is best in every situation. Way back in Deuteronomy, we find these words in chapter 29 and verse 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. While there are many things that we don't know and can't explain, there are things that God has revealed to us, and our assignment is to focus on and be obedient to his laws. One final passage that illustrates this truth is from the last words of Christ just before he ascended back to the Father. In Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, we find these words. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. In this passage, the disciples desired to know what was next on God's agenda. They were longing for the kingdom to be restored to Israel. But again, Jesus didn't answer their question. But notice what he did. he directed their attention to their assignment. They were to be his witnesses. When we find ourselves asking questions that God isn't answering, it would be wise to refocus our attention on the assignments that he's given us and trust our good and sovereign Lord with the mysteries of this life. Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. And if you have a question or you desire a transcript of today's edition or just want to say hello, please reach out to me through my website, meditationsandmusic.com. Again, that's meditationsandmusic.com. I would love to hear from you. If this has been a blessing to you, please consider sharing it with others. And until next time, this is Aaron Turner wishing you the peace that comes from trusting God with life's mysteries.